Chapter 67 Circle of Fire. Vulcan had not risen. After 9 days, he had not returned. He remained as ash, at one with the earth. Nocturne mourned, its mountains quiescent, its deserts and ash plains silent, but for the susurration of the wind. Nothing stirred, no rock or scrap of earth. The sun rose and fell. The great beasts of the deep slumbered. War and the memory of its coming faded. The world reclaimed that which had sought to despoil it until nothing remained in sight of the Draconia's gate but ash. Numeon walked. He did so alone, for in his grief he could find no comfort in brotherhood or the companionship of others. A low tremor resonated underfoot. He had felt it ever since leaving the fastness. Zetos had a garrison there now, one of the many outposts, to maintain a vigil over the land. None had seen him leave. Numeon made sure of that. He had left his battle plate and his weapons behind, venturing out into the desert in little more than fatigues. The bare metal of his interface ports, those which linked him via the black carapace to his power armor, felt searing hot to the touch. The sun was at his back now, glaring with hateful intensity. Numeon defied it. He had defied everyone and every obstacle in his path, yet still it was not enough. Anger followed, and with it a determination not to accept his fate or the fate of his Primarch. Weary, exhausted, he sank to his knees in the burning sand and cried out to the sky. What more do you ask of me? I have given all. Please, what more is there? An answer came with the rumbling of thunder and the presage of a storm. The tremor below was intensifying, growing into a seismic event that would send the mountains into apoplexy and drown the earth in fire. Numeon bowed his head, fists clenched against his body as he fought to deny the inevitable truth. Vulcan is dead. Everything they had endured, all that had been lost, his dead brothers and the mortals who had served them dutifully, all for naught. A sacrifice without reward, without purpose. Distantly, he heard the warning horns blare across the desert. With the time of trial imminent, all Nocturnians were being called back to the cities and the outposts for their own protection. Few but the mad and desperate went out into the storm. Numeon was both. He rose to his feet, finding an inner resolve he thought he lacked, and saw his destination loom ahead of him. Deathfire! Through the scopes, Zetos watched the procession of mortals through the distant gates of Themis. He was standing on the wall of the Wyvern Hold, amongst the sentries, but not so close that he could not enjoy his relative solitude. Soon, the gates of the sanctuary city would close, and the void shields would rise. Any beyond its borders after that would be sealed outside, and left to the mercy of the elements. The neophytes had responded well to training, and 7 detachments had been formed from their number. As soon as the storm ebbed, they would embark on ships bound for Terra. Zetos only hoped it would not be too late, and that there was still an important role for the salamanders to play in the outcome of the war. Too long they had been broken or sitting idle. He had hoped Numeon would lead them. He hoped still. He had even begun to believe that Vulcan might return against all odds. That hope died when they interred the Primarch's body into the mountain. It ended false beliefs and brought about a sense of finality and closure so that the Legion could be reforged. Vulcan was dead, and so now another had to claim the old title of Legion Master. If not Nomus Ritan, then it could be but one other. It was only when the void shields activated with their actinic hum and the faint reek of cordite that Zetas asked aloud, "Where is Numeon?" Smoke had gathered at the foot of the mountain, though Numeon could see to its summit. Crags, like claws, reached for a sky the hue of spilled blood, and fire rained above as the mountain spat its anger. As the earth trembled, a bleak mood fell upon Numeon that left him feeling hollowed, cursed. His feet were badly blistered, worn, bloody, and raw by the many leagues he had walked across the desert. It had not been forgiving, but he knew his journey slowly reached its end with every bloody step he left behind him. Slowly, perhaps inevitably, he began to ascend the mountain's flank. Ash and cinder burned his skin, but he could barely feel it anymore. He rose, hand over hand. The climb was tough, but he was beyond fatigue now. A darkness pulled at him, a deep well of grief from which he could not escape. Though his limbs screamed in agony and his flesh burned, the numbness of his mind kept him going with monotonous, dead-eyed determination. Despair gnawed at his resolve, but he had enough will left for this. A deep rumble came from above, louder than the roar of oceans. It echoed across the mountains, across the desert, and the land began to break apart. One eye on the summit and the flood of lava its wrath surely presaged, Numeon almost missed the fissure in the rock. Heat poured from the vent, which was partially obscured by smoke. A deep crack resonated up the side of the mountain as a massive pillar of lava soared upwards to touch the clouds with fire. In desperation, Numeon scrambled for the fissure and gladly crawled through it into the darkness beyond. A swathe of pyroclastic cloud swept over the craggy aperture through which Numeon had passed. But when the cloud parted and the mountain bled with liquid fire, the fissure was gone, as if it had never been there in the first place, and Numeon with it. A sacrifice. A squadron of sky hunters sped across the desert. As soon as the void shields had come down, Zetas had led out the search party. The jet bikes were battered and repurposed, but they were by far the quickest way to cross the ash plains. Zetas remembered the trappings left behind in the vault, where Vulcan's casket still remained. Inside, they had found Numeon's weapons, armor, even the sigil itself. Without wishing to acknowledge it, Zetas knew what his captain had come out here to do. A voice crackled across the vox. "Apidemi."
"I have something."
Zetas locked the coordinates from his feed into the navigation console on the jet bike.
"I'm coming, brother,"
he said, cutting the feed and beginning to hope that Numeon might have somehow survived. They found him, huddled on the plain,
half buried in ash and in sight of Mount Deathfire. Zetos had drawn up alongside Gargo and Abidemi, the Black Smiter having received a bionic graft to replace his missing limb.
"Slow down," Zetos warned them both. Eager though they were to reach their stricken captain, were he wounded, then the last thing Numeon needed was to be showered by flung ash from the engine wake of the jet bikes. All three decelerated, closing on the distant figure. Definitely a salamander. Alive, but weak. Zetos voxed back to the Draconia's gate for an apothecary to reconnoiter with them on the ash plain. As he approached the figure, he slowed down to a crawl and then stopped, dismounting and leaving the jet bike hovering but locked in place.
"Brother," he began, moving closer. He was but a few strides away now, but Numeon had his head down and must not have heard. Gargo and Abidemi were close behind. Zetos heard the crunch of their footfalls.
"Numeon?"
As he approached, Zetos reached out but stopped short of touching his brother's shoulder when he realized something was wrong.
"Is he alive?"
asked Gargo, readying what few medical provisions he had been able to carry.
"In the name of..."
Zetos fell to his knees as his words trailed away. It was not Numeon. Someone else was huddled but breathing on the ash plain. Abidemi stopped as soon as he saw who it was. Gargo was the last to realize, but none of them could be mistaken as the figure rose unsteadily to his feet, a hand clenched around a spear tip still embedded in his chest.
"My sons," said Vulcan.
That was Deathfire by Nick Keim. Narrated by Saul Reichlin. This recording is copyrighted by Games Workshop 2015.